earlier you heard from dairy farmer Shane O'Loughlin, who I went down to during the week in Kildare. I happened while I was there just to ask him how his dairy cows deal with this heat.
How do the animals deal with the hot weather?
Oh no, they're suit, like they're just, you'd have them in a paddock that they'd have a shade to go to, or a hedge to go to for shade, or plenty of water is the big thing, you know. But you, they could drink, like, normally they drink about 80 litres a day. This weather they could drink 120.
Do they use the shade a lot?
Oh, they would, did you? Yeah. You see them, I'd say now it's more when it gets up maybe 28, 29, you see them standing under the hedges, you know. At the minute they're okay, like they're, like what you'd make sure they're in a paddock with a good hedge, and they'd stand in, they're happy out, you know, and they're, like they're okay, and they'll tell you fairly quick if they're not, you know, they'll...
How do they do that?
You'd know about them, they might be bawling, or they might be, you know, there's different things, or...
Shane there, and he has fine high hedgerows for them, which is really invaluable in this kind of heat. Well, dairy farmer and vet Hazel Mullins works for a large animal practice in Cork, and nearby her is farmer Martin Conroy from woodsidefarm.ie, where he keeps free-range pigs. Good morning, Hazel, and good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Martin, are you at the Douglas Market this morning? It must be hot and busy there.
I am. Yeah, it's really warm. I'm there since about 7.
Since 7 o'clock this morning. I've kept pigs in my time, Martin, and when it was sunny, my pigs did two things. They immediately went under the one apple tree that I had, and they stayed there, but they didn't eat much. I noticed that. How have your pigs been coping with the heat?
Yeah, well, our stocking rates will be low, and our fields are small. And the ditches are high and wide, so there's a lot of trees in the ditches as well. So they'll basically sleep out all night. They could sleep under the tree all night, stay there all day. If it gets really warm, they'll go over and roll around in a wallow and go back into where they were. And they don't eat. You could put food in front of them and they won't eat it until maybe 8, 9 o'clock tonight. So, they're a bit like ourselves. They don't like being out in the bright sunlight. And they don't get sunburnt.
They what?
They don't get sunburnt. Our pigs are mainly black, and they just have a white saddle. So once they have the saddle covered,
does it affect how fast or slow they grow if they're not eating during the day?
No, our legs are slow growing anyway. So I mean, if it took them another 3 weeks or a month, it wouldn't really be a whole pile on us. You know what I mean? We don't push them to finish by a certain time at all. You know, summer pigs finish earlier than winter pigs, but
it's a relaxed affair on your farm. The older pigs, do they have more sense about them? I mean, the younger ones, I'm just thinking, coming into the world, do they take a while to understand what sun is?
Well, the older pigs would know a lot. They've gone through 4 or 5 winters and 4 or 5 summers, the older sows, but the younger lads know. Like, we have pigs now here that don't know rain. So I remember the last time we had an extended period of dry weather, when it did start raining, they just stood in the middle of the field looking at it. They didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, once it started raining, then it kept raining. It was fine. But yeah, they don't. The ground is so hard now that they've basically eaten all the grass, and they don't root. There's nothing there to root. It's like concrete has gone that dry.
So, and they normally love a good root, do they?
Yeah, they do. They'll root away around the wallow. I mean, the wallow could be a foot and a half deep, and they'll just, you know, we've bite drinkers where the pig bites the drinker and the water comes out clean, and then when they stop biting it, it'll stop flowing. But we just stick a stone in them.
And the wallow, Martin, for just describe what it is and what it looks like for people who don't know.
Well, pigs are a bit like hippos. You know, if you ever see a hippo rolling around in mud, a pig will do the same thing. They can't sweat, so they roll around in mud, cover themselves in mud, and then go to a shady place that they can just relax and chill out the day. They can be under a tree for 14 hours and come out after sunset and have a bit of grub. You know, they're very chilled out anyway. Our pigs are really chilled out. You know, you can just, if you went into the field and stood there, they'll all come up to you.
Yeah, they know a good life, don't they? Is there a temperature beyond which you would get concerned, though? I mean, pushing 30 degrees centigrade?
No, not if they have shade and water, they're fine. not have lived in water. And the arks, we don't have many. They don't sleep in the arks at this time of the year anyway. They're all outside there. If it's a cool evening, they'll lie in a row along the field, maybe six or eight pigs in a row, and, you know, that's it. And if the sun comes up then and it gets warm, they'll just all get up and they'll walk to shade or walk to the wallow.
And aside from the pigs, Martin, what about the rest of the animals on your farm and the wildlife?
Well, Noreen was feeding the pigs the other day, and she said it was a cool morning, so she said she'd just see where they take some food, and she threw out some food, and they had no interest in it. And she walked into the next field with a bucket, and she looked back, and there was a fox eating the pig food. So the crows are dopey from the heat. The pigeons are they're all under pressure, every one of them. You know, like,
yeah,
our hens are fine. They have to be in, and the buzzards are doing what they're doing, and you know. I think that the wildlife is under more pressure, I think, than farm animals, because...
And Hazel, over to you. You're in Cork as well, and we heard earlier Hannah Quinn Mulligan's grandmother talking about those two things, water and shade. It really is all about that, isn't it?
Yeah, so when you're trying to prevent heat stress in any animal, I think the fundamentals are the same, Ella. So it's water, shade, and if they're indoors, ventilation. So they're the main things, whether you have a dog or a cat or a sheep or a pig. And Martin's pigs sound very happy. I'm quite jealous of them, actually. They sound like they have a great life. But the main thing really is the shade and the water. Even on our own farm here, I did a walk yesterday, checking all the troughs, making sure they're clean, making sure they're all working. Actually, our further troughs from the well are a little bit under pressure because the animals are, my cows are drinking more water now than they usually would. So again, as Shane said earlier, about 120 litres, which when you think of your bucket at home for gardening, say, that's 12 of those buckets a day. So it's a lot of water. So it's really, really important that farmers and anyone with animals are checking their water sources and making sure that they're correct. And look, things can happen because of the increased demand. Pipes are under more pressure. Wells are under more pressure. So just because they've always been working, make sure to check them. So yeah, cows will let you know, or animals will let you know as well when they're thirsty. They'll be a little bit distressed. They'll start bawling. And when this heat is so strong, like, we need to reduce stress. So we need to move our animals really slowly. We need to let them walk at their own pace. We need to, you know, everything is kind of slowing down really at the moment.
And of course, in that stress, you risk things like mastitis, don't you? You put them at risk for infections.
Yeah, so the flies are a big thing. So making sure your fly control is up to date, because when they're bunching under the trees in the shade, they can, and sure, flies love trees. So this is where that they can cause something called summer mastitis. So again, it's any animal really that's lactating. So sheep, beef cows, dairy cows, they can get a type of mastitis from flies called summer mastitis. So even dairy cows, they're in every you know, twice a day, so they're being checked. But the beef cows, just keep an eye on them because they could get a swollen udder from summer mastitis. It's easily fixed, but you need to catch it on time.
And Hazel, sorry to interrupt you, but in 10 seconds, just give a bit of advice for people who have domestic animals in their life. And I'm thinking mainly of dogs.
Course. Yes. So again, water, shade, ventilation, no dogs in hot cars, you know, no exercise during, we should have all have our dogs walked by now. We should wait till the evening. I actually treated a dog for heat stroke last night. She was panting excessively, trembling, just really noticing, like, is my dog or cat's mouth breathe when they're very stressed with heat, making sure that you are first aid then would be maybe applying some cold water to their feet. Don't shock them with, you know, throwing buckets of water on them.
Okay.
Call your vet as soon as possible.
And to any retailer out there who are very kind to put out the water for dogs, keep them refilled. I think that's the main thing as well. Well, listen, Hazel Mullins and Martin Conroy, thank you both so much. That is our lot for this week. Stay safe in the sun until we speak next Saturday. Good morning.